Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sagt es hal es perikt es vav Mishnah hey chatzat sei me artzai. This person divided his house me artzai from its floor. What does that mean? Basically, he has two levels of floors. Over the kark of his house, he placed boards or yiriyos, and there's some space in between the two floors. When I say two floors, I don't mean two stories of the house. I mean literally two layers of floor on the bottom. So again, chatzatze mi'artza, he has the floor and another floor on top of that. But a little space in between. We'll soon see how much space. Tumah b'chatzatz, if there is tumah in this area between the two layers of flooring, kelim shebabayis, the kelim of the house, tameim are tameh. And again, we're talking about where there's no exit for the tumah from in between the two floors, other than coming up into the house. That's going to make all the kelim in the house tameh. Tumah b'bayis, so the tumah is in the house, kelim shebachatzatz, kelim that are in between these two levels of the floor. So here it's going to depend. Im yesh b'mekayim tefach al tefach, al rum tefach, how big is that area? Is it a tefach long, tefach wide, and high a tefach? Tarim than their tar. Here the tumah is in the house. It doesn't have to get to in between the two floors to get out and go straight out the doors or the windows. So what I need over here, all I'm going to need to protect these kelim that are in between the two levels of the floor, is that I have my tefach al tefach. Tefach long, tefach wide, and tefach high. I need the area to have a din of an oil. Then it's an area on its own. That's going to protect those kelim. Batnur reminds us, we learned earlier in Peri Gimel Mishnah Zayin, that if you have like a pipe, a covered pipe that runs under a house, and we said over there the case is, inside the pipe there's a Pesach Tefach, but by the opening of the pipe, where the pipe drains, you don't have a Pesach Tefach there. So there we said, if the Tumah is in the house, what's inside the pipe is Tar. But if there's Tumah in the pipe, what's inside the house is Tameh, because the Tumah has to come out. So again, we have two levels of a floor. If the tumah is in between these two levels, the kelim of the house are tameh because the tumah has to come out. If the tumah is in the house, what is it doing with the kelim shebechatzatz that are in between these two floors? So the Mishnah told us, once again, let's see the lashon of the Mishnah inside. Im yesh b'mekayim tefach al tefach. If in that area between the two levels of floor, I have a tefach long, tefach wide, al rum tefach, and high tefach to hirim, it's an oil on its own. V'im lav, if not, if I don't have that shear, temeyin, why? Because the karka under the house has a din of the house itself. In regard to tumah, generally tumah that's found in a house goes down, and it's metame anything that is underneath the house till the tahoim. Unless you have an area that's an oil, it's a tefach by a tefach, and high a tefach, then it's a separate area. Otherwise, whatever's under the house becomes part of the house. It's as if it's hidden in the house. That's actually learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chol asher ba'oil yitma shivas yamim. From V'chol asher ba'oil, we learn that the karka abayis, what's underneath the karka, is like the house itself. And the only thing that could save those kelim is if they're in their own oil. So we'd have to have a tefach by a tefach, high a tefach. So note the difference between this case and the previous case. Kelim, let's say, that are on top of the mechitza, or kelim that are in back of the mechitza, I don't have to have an oil over there to save it. The mechitza is going to protect it. That mechitza makes it as if those kelim are outside of the house. Just like kelim on top of the roof would be tahar, or kelim outside of the walls of the house would be tahar. So if you have a mechitza in a house, and you have kelim on one side of the mechitza, or even if the mechitza goes horizontally and you have the keli on top of the mechitza blocks it. But kelim that are on the floor of the house, like our case, where the kelim are laying on the floor, even though there's a mechitza on top of it, here there's a different halacha. Unless they're in their own oil, unless you have that tefach by a tefach, high a tefach, so they're totally separate. If not, tumah goes all the way down. Someone has a house, he puts things in the floor of his house. He hides things there. It's part of the house.